Hooray for thunder shirts! Our dog Lucy is deathly afraid of thunderstorms and firecracker pops. She would nervously pace the house every time a storm came or on the 4th of July, virtually inconsolable, shaking and cowering until the noise stopped. And then a friend told us about the thunder shirt. It's basically a wraparound for dogs that attaches with Velcro and somehow provides them the comfort they need to make it through the rumbles and explosions of our violent Kansas storms. The thunder shirt has saved the day for Lucy. It works so well, in fact, that I've begun wondering if there might not be other applications for thunder shirts. For instance, what if we encouraged those amongst us who are so afraid of going out in public without their guns to wear thunder shirts instead? Think of it. Confronted with the necessity of going out to the grocery store, many Kansans apparently quake with fear. But instead of placing their concealed carry handgun in their pocket, they snuggle themselves into a thunder shirt. No more anxiety. No more paranoid, furtive glances at that threatening-looking lady over there picking out a cantaloupe. There's no need to fear at all because they're wearing their thunder shirt. Government buildings? No problem. Those who quake with fear when going to get their driver's license renewed no longer have to pack heat. They swaddle themselves in a thunder shirt and bravely walk right into that county clerk office as devil-may-care as any second grader. Gosh, I wish there had been a thunder shirt amendment to the Constitution. What an awesome force the National Thunder Shirt Association could have been. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.